What to Do If Someone is Caught in Sin by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, 1-2. Turn on the nightly news or scroll through social media longer than 5 seconds, and you'll probably feel your blood pressure begin to rise. Arguments, opinions, and derogatory statements are filling every inch of media these days, and for many of us, it's making us mad. We long for the days when people minded their own business, worked hard, and got along. Were there really days like that? Tired of the back and forth banter that goes nowhere, we find ourselves in the middle of the mess, wanting the madness to stop. Then we remember Paul's word to the Galatians when he said, "If someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently." Gently? You mean we're supposed to be gentle and kind when dealing with people caught in sin? But what about putting people in their place? Isn't that a noble thing to do? After all, wouldn't the world be a much better place if people lived like we think they should? Paul went on to say, "If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load." The clear message of humility cannot be mistaken in Paul's words. Yet humility is the last thing we're thinking about when someone makes us angry. As we watch sin grow rampant in our nation and across the world, we feel helpless to stop it, and we wonder how much longer we'll be able to bear it. If you're feeling frustrated at everything going on around you, I encourage you to take some time away from the noise. Turn off the television and social media and get away for a period of time. Commit to prayer and Bible study, asking God to soften your heart toward those who are caught in sin. Then, as you return to the madness, seek out one person who is struggling and approach them gently. Share with them the ways you used to struggle and how Jesus delivered you. Try to approach the current times with a heart of compassion and wisdom instead of anger and opinion. I believe this is the way real change will happen. Yes, there might be times when God calls us to do or say some hard things. When those moments come, His Spirit will equip us with words and actions for the moment. But for now, let's be voices of wisdom, love, and hope. Let's exchange anger for reason, restoring people back to who they were created to be. If you find yourself saying more often than not, "It makes me so mad," I encourage you to read the first 10 verses of Galatians chapter 6. It will put things into perspective and remind you to do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.